Greetings again. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Tuesday, June 15th, in case you weren't aware of that. And it's our 15th episode of Acts in June, which gets us just about halfway home. And yesterday we started the 13th chapter of Acts when Barnabas and Paul were sent out from the church, remember, and they went on their first missionary journey, and Paul preaches in Antioch for the first time and teaches the Jews and the Gentiles about the history of God with the chosen people and goes through that history person by person. And we're in the middle of that sermon, so let's pick it up. I'll give you the last line that Paul said yesterday. Remember, he said, "Do you think I am the Messiah?" "No, but he is coming soon, and I'm not even worthy to be his slave." And then he says, "Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also all of you devout Gentiles who fear the God of Israel, this salvation is for us." And now let us pick up at verse 27 of the 13th chapter of Acts. The people in Jerusalem and their leaders fulfilled prophecy by condemning Jesus to death. They didn't recognize him or realize that he is the one the prophets had written about, though they hear the prophets' words read every Sabbath. They found no just cause to execute him, but they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway. When they had fulfilled all the prophecies concerning his death, they took him down from the cross and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and he appeared over a period of many days to those who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses to the people of Israel. And now, Barnabas and I are here to bring you this good news. God's promise to our ancestors has come true in our own time, in that God raised Jesus. This is what the second psalm is talking about when it says concerning Jesus, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. For God had promised to raise him from the dead, never again to die." This is stated in the scripture that says, "I will give you the sacred blessings I promised to David." Another psalm explains more fully, saying, "You will not allow your Holy One to rot in the grave." Now, this is not a reference to David, for after David had served his generation according to the will of God, he died and was buried, and his body decayed. No, it was a reference to someone else, someone whom God raised and whose body did not decay. "Brothers, listen. In this man Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is freed from all guilt and declared right with God, something the Jewish law could never do." Be careful. Don't let the prophets' words apply to you. For they said, "Look, you mockers, be amazed and die. For I am doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it." As Paul and Barnabas left the synagogue that day, the people asked them to return again and speak about these things the next week. Many Jews and godly converts to Judaism who worshipped at the synagogue followed Paul and Barnabas. And the two men urged them, by God's grace, remain faithful. The following week, almost the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of the Lord. But when the Jewish leaders saw the crowds, they were jealous. So they slandered Paul and argued against whatever he said. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, it was necessary that this good news from God be given first to you Jews. But since you have rejected it and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, well, we will offer it to Gentiles. For this is as the Lord commanded us, when he said, I have made you a light to the Gentiles, to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were very glad and thanked the Lord for his message. And all who were appointed to eternal life became believers. So the Lord's message spread throughout that region. Then the Jewish leaders stirred up both the influential religious women and the leaders of the city, and they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and went to the city of Iconium. And the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The conclusion of chapter 13. Have a blessed Tuesday. And tomorrow we'll be back on your middle Sabbath with chapter 14.